Continuing with the previously established criteria for receiving benefit in return for giving tzedakah, just to give one or two examples which come up fairly commonly. One of them is, suppose one were to go to a grocery store which is owned by Yid, or there's a Yid who's selling various items and you want to go and purchase something from him, and the idea is that you know that this person's a needy person, he's struggling to put bread on his table, and the reason why you go by his store is to buy something in order to give him support and help him out. So generally it would depend. It would break down as follows. If you had an item you were buying for no other purpose other than to help him out, so even if in truth you'd receive a benefit by receiving the item, since the function of your purchase is to help him out, the fact that you received it, as mentioned, compared to this, purchasing a sefer you weren't intending on buying, and similar examples, there'd be no problem keeping that sefer. That would not be deducted from Meiser. That's a full-fledged like a purchase. On the other hand, if you went to this store because you needed something for yourself and you intended on buying this item, the fact that it happens to be this person is an ani doesn't mitigate your need, and it will still be considered a regular purchase and not a tzedakah purchase. However, there's always a case where there's a bit of a hybrid rationale for walking into someone's store. There's a reason where, you know, you need something, you want to buy it. On the other hand, you know, this store charges somewhat more inflated prices, and you want to go in there to help them out, but you know fully well you could get it in a case, in a scenario where it's not more cumbersome to go ahead and buy it in a different store, and you could really go to two different stores, and you opt for this store simply to help this person out. In that case, the base purchase price, the amount you otherwise would spend to buy this, if it's, let's say, you know, you're buying food, and the same price, the food would be in a different store, where you could easily access the other store, would that the base price would not be stuck as standard purchase. The fact that you chose this store specifically to help them out, that additional sum, if you're clear on the sum, how much you're paying above the normal price, that sum could in truth be given for the purpose of stuck, and that sum could be included in stuck. Another common scenario, a different case, is where, where Meister sell raffle tickets. How does one go about that purchase? How do you qualify that? And there's a number of days in the Paiskim, and there's really a lot of different variations. Basically, among the Paiskim, there are two common approaches, more mainstream accepted approaches. One of them is that every ticket could be assessed if it has a value or not. And that is, generally, if there's an unlimited amount of tickets being sold, so the price, the value of each ticket is really close, either zero or close to zero, because as the tickets grow and grow and grow, there's no real way to attach a tangible cash value to that ticket. Obviously, there is some value. Every lottery ticket, there are millions of tickets sold, and people still pay $1, $2, $5 for a ticket. There is some sort of value. A more practical case would be where you see the value is where there's a fixed amount of tickets. So if you have a prize worth X value and there's Y amount of tickets being sold, you work out the math, there's usually a cash value. According, I think legally in Quebec, one has to write the value of the ticket. That value, according to some Paiskim, will be viewed as a purchase, and the additional value above and beyond that cost would be considered a tzedakah expense because it's not a cash value. It wouldn't be considered a regular purchase. There are others who view the whole concept differently, and they say it really depends on the person. And the person, if you normally would go ahead and spend money on lottery tickets, so by you it's considered a valid purchase. So it depends. If it falls within the range that you normally would spend for a lottery ticket, so then this too would be considered a purchase, no more, no less than a standard purchase. If you don't normally engage in such a practice, then this activity would be considered a tzedakah purchase. So, you know, certainly in most cases of tzedakah, one could argue that the cases we have in our community, the price of tickets are $36, $50, $100 for a ticket. It's certainly not an accepted purchase, I think, by most people outside the parameters of tzedakah. And certainly the intention is always to give it as tzedakah. And therefore, sort of most scenarios, I think, will dictate that a person is giving tzedakah as tzedakah. The benefit received in return will be incidental. Being incidental won't be a problem if there's any benefit incurred. Now, that also, just to follow through, should, you know, hopefully someone should go ahead and actually win the raffle. If he wins the raffle, following the same hagdara, that the benefit he received was purely incidental, the benefit can be his entirely, he is under no obligation to take off any deduction because he received the benefit in return, if one follows through that this benefit is incidental. However, Moshe does say that it's still advisable, and other places go to this as well, it's a nice thing to do to go ahead and deduct the cost of the ticket. If you actually went ahead and won, deduct that cost of the ticket and give that money back to Meister, or at least to give the value of Meister, so someone wins $1,000, to give Meister on that $1,000 to the tzedakah where he won it from. But again, this is a recommended gesture. But Pishura Sadin, whatever he wins in return, is his entirely because it was accrued as incidental benefit.